It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
I feel that Christmas spirit coming on you. Good Saturday morning to you. And if you're a last-minute shopper like I am, well, your clock's ticking. But you got 2 weeks, 13 days to be exact. So you got forever if you're in my category of a shopping technique. You know, you let them beat down the malls prior to Christmas Eve, and then you go out when nobody else is out on Christmas Eve, right before the midnight hour to pick up your stash. But no, we're just knocking on the door of Christmas, and Santa's been really good to the Hawkeye fans here this last week. A week ago we're talking about the Big Ten championship, and of course, what a great game that was last Saturday night. And kudos to the Victorian Stroll. What a beautiful Stroll. What a great night for the Stroll. Kudos to all the business owners who gave up their windows and spent time in their windows putting together a first-class event. Congratulations to the Victorian Stroll committee, Catherine Berkman, and all of those that are responsible behind the scenes to get Victorian Stroll put together. But a beautiful night for the Victorian Stroll, and the masses were out. But about kickoff time, you noticed Iowa kicking off against Michigan State last Saturday night. Crowds kind of thinned down a little bit as everyone turned their focus to the Big Ten Championship, and what a turnout it was in Indianapolis. Kinnickapolis, I think, is what they rebranded Indianapolis for that Saturday night. And how about those Hawk fans? You know, I think it was the largest alcohol sales, single day sales in Indianapolis history. And so I think Iowa's going to be remembered for a lot of things, but for the merchants and the tavern owners in downtown Indianapolis, I think they'll be voting every year for Iowa to get to the Big Ten Championship. So Iowa, you've done well. And then, of course, to get that early Christmas gift, and you leave a Saturday night and you lose in the final minute of play after a physical football game, and the outstretched arms of a running back is all that separates Iowa from the playoffs. And you know, you're a little down because you know you're that darn close, only to wake up to get your consolation prize, which, by the way, is the granddaddy of them all, the Rose Bowl, and some 60,000 Iowa fans plus. 43,000 ticket requests have been made to the University of Iowa. They had 22,000 to give. And as a season ticket holder, I put my application in kind of like hoping that a unicorn will land on my my house tonight with pixie dust and give me the lottery numbers for tonight. But that's not going to happen. So Hawk fans who are in line, I hope you've given a lot more money than I have to the university, which is nothing other than my season ticket. So it's going to be a real difficult ticket to get. If you haven't got your tickets yet, you're probably finding out through StubHub and SeatGeek and all those other outsource sites that those ticket prices have gone through the roof. The good news is we have two local banks here that can help take care of your loan needs to get you on your trip to Pasadena. Three banks, you know, and so you might need a little loan today to get those tickets to the Rose Bowl. They are going to be in high demand. It's going to be Southern California taken over by Iowa. And so congratulations to the Hawkeyes. Tom Kakert, he got tied up this morning. He's not going to be able to join us. He's going to join us up with this on our Christmas special, and New Year's specials will be down at the Rose Bowl, and be calling in some of the scenes and the sounds that makes the Rose Bowl so special. A lot to talk about this morning. We're going to talk girls basketball, boys basketball, and wrestling all this morning on this very busy Saturday morning. Coach Archer isn't in the house. We're going to talk about this Blue Demon basketball team, a really busy week. They're right in the heart of their schedule, and they're not done. They got another game today against Twin Cedars. When we come back, we'll relive the week that has been Albia basketball. You're listening to The Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union.
We'll be right back with The Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
A warm, home-like atmosphere awaits those at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Our progressive, professional staff offer 24-hour skilled nursing rehabilitation and outpatient services. We have a comprehensive care plan in place for each patient's individual needs to offer only the highest quality treatment programs. Our interdisciplinary team meets with each resident to determine an all-inclusive care plan. My name is Rachel Gooden, and I'm the new administrator at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, just south of the square in Albia. Call 641-932-7105.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Is your old dishwasher too loud and not getting those dirty dishes clean? Whirlpool dishwashers are now quieter than ever. Equipped with Quiet Partner innovations and sound-reducing insulation, you can run the dishwasher without interfering with your daily routine. Now available with sensor cycle technology, your kitchen cleanup is much easier because it eliminates the need to pre-wash dishes. Automatically selecting the right wash and dry settings every load, Whirlpool dishwashers clean tough foods 35% better while using just the right amount of time, energy, and water. Additional interior capacity coupled with a redesigned silverware basket gives you maximum flexibility when loading and unloading dishes. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. They're family owned and operated since 1960, and they've got a lot of great brands you can take advantage of, like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion England, and many, many more.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Talk a little basketball here this morning, along with some wrestling coming up at the end of the hour. Coach Dave Winger will be stopping by, talking Albia Blue Demon wrestling, and of course, lots of expectations and a great start there for the Albia wrestling team. Going to talk some girls basketball at the bottom half of the hour. Coach Mike Haywood's going to stop by. We're going to talk about the Lady D's. But right now, we got the head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, head coach Kevin Archer. And Kevin, boy, a busy week for you, and it's not done yet. You got Twin Cedars today, but last night, a great win for you guys over a rival in Centerville.
Yeah, last night was big. Really, really happy with the way we played, and really happy for the guys. Blake Bayer, who had a fantastic game Tuesday, and Sheraton was on a recruiting trip, so we didn't have him, you know, leading scorer, co-leading scorer with Lee, and we had really had some guys step up, and it was a good game, you know, and we did some really good things in the fourth and down the stretch to win the game, but I was really proud of him, you know, having to play with a guy down and just solid basketball and smart basketball and really good defense last night, so I was really proud of the way we played.
Well, your week started with Sheraton, coach, and you know that's Sheraton may have one of their best, if not their best, basketball team in my memory, and they've had some really good basketball over there. And then to go on the road and play in a really hostile environment, a great environment for high school basketball, but you guys played really solid basketball on Tuesday night against a tremendous foe, and right there to the end.
Right, and it. You know, you worry about how you feel. Normally after a loss, you really, really feel down and you're upset and you're thinking about all the things you could have done differently. But Tuesday was a little different because, man, we really played hard and we competed and we battled and we did a lot of good things. We did some things, you know, that got us beat. But it was a pretty good feeling after that game because, you know, that their three are as good as any three in a lineup that we're going to see all year. And we really jumped on them early, got a nice lead first quarter. And, of course, they battled back, and they got us in a hole. They got us in a hole in the third. I think we got down 16 maybe at one point, fought all the way back, had it to six, I believe, with the ball, and just ran out of legs, had a couple really good looks at the basket, had some drives to the rim, and we didn't finish there late. But a fun environment. You know, it was a great crowd over there, and it was really a good experience for us at this point in the year. But yeah, we played really hard. We competed. We were on the floor, and really just battled every minute we were out there. So I was really proud of our effort. Disappointed that we didn't get the win, and knew there were some things that we needed to work on. But and then of course, you know, you play with that team Tuesday, and you feel pretty good about what you're doing and where you're headed, and then you don't get that team Friday. You know, you're a guy down, but and Blake's got to do what Blake needs to do to be ready for the next 4 years of his life. You know, and I don't know if the short turnaround between football and basketball didn't give him any time, or you know, I've never been, you know, I was not the caliber athlete that Blake Bayer was, and didn't have some of the opportunities that he had. So you know, obviously, we're going to let him do those things. So he's in a good place here in the future. But like I said, to not have him and to come out and play so solid and really, really led the entire game. I mean, we were never up by double digits, I believe, but it was just a game where we were, you know, we had that 5, 6, 7 point cushion the majority of the game, and then they tied it in the fourth, and we were able to do some things late to win it.
Well, Coach, that's one of the things that when we talked, you know, before you guys really got things going a week ago, you got the win against Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Great start to the season and to conference play. But we talked about the depth of this team, and you know, you certainly never want to lose a great athlete like Blake. But one of the advantages maybe this year is when maybe somebody has an off night, maybe they're sick or injury, and in a season, a long season, you're going to have those moments. It's really nice to know you got some really quality depth, that even a guy like the quality of Blake, that you have guys that can step in and maybe not individually, but as a collective group can fill those spots.
Right. And what I was most impressed with, I was just impressed with our mindset. You know, I was kind of a little concerned about how we would feel going into the game. And, you know, we play all these teams in the summer. You know, we play them once or twice in the summer. And I know that Centerville got us in the summer, and so I don't know what goes on in guys' head. I don't know what our thought process was going in, but I was really, really impressed with our mindset headed into the game, how confident we were in the locker room, how focused we were, and that was just good to see. That was a good sign going in. And then, yeah, to have guys step up. You know, Lee had another good night for us. We had Trent Garver in double figures last night. just a lot of guys stepped up and gave us good minutes. You know, I mean, from one through nine that we played last night, really had some guys. I think Brett Freshwater was in double figures last night for the first time in three games, and he's very capable, and he's been really unselfish and has done whatever we've asked him to do. So lots of really good things. But yeah, like I said, I just felt like our maturity and our mindset. I mean, that was what impressed me most, and that's a good sign. That's a good sign moving forward.
Well, Coach, nine guys. When you're talking about one through nine, and you got Blake not in there, that means you got a lot of options. You know, trying to find out her early part of the season, you're always trying to find out, you know, what lineup's going to fit in these circumstances. And you got a long season to get all that figured out. But man, when I think about 9-10 guys deep, that's wow. That can let you do a lot of things.
Right. And as long as the guys understand that, you know, as long as 1 through 9, which it's 10 with Blake, as long as those guys understand that, you know, minutes are going to be different. And in some games, you're not going to get the minutes you normally get. And if we have guys that understand that and buy into that.
Well, your best teams, I think about, you know, your teams that have went to and played at Wells Fargo Arena. They were full of guys that
a lot
that
of
bought
unselfish
that,
guys.
That.
Yeah. Yeah, a lot of unselfish guys on those teams. So hopefully we can do that again. And yeah, I mean, Tuesday you think you know we were down and we were needing to press, and the team that we finished with Tuesday was different than the team we finished with last night. You know, last night was more of a group of five guys that we knew could ball handle and free throw shoot and you know, knock down open shots. Whereas Tuesday, it was more of a five that we were trying to press, we were trying to trap, we were trying to make things happen. So, kind of cool to have that group of guys where you can mix and match, and you know, depending on your situation, play different guys.
Well, you got a busy week ahead of you here, Coach. You got Twin Cities today, Clark on Tuesday, and then Davis County on Friday. To go into the Christmas break, you're pretty darn busy.
Yeah, three games to finish. And, you know, Twin Cedars beat Davis County on Monday, so Twin Cedars isn't going to come over here and lay down for us. So we're going to have to play hard today. And, you know, the two conference games we have left, you know, everybody knows, you know, if it's a conference game, you're gonna need to be ready to play. So Clark brings their starting five back, to the best of my knowledge, and we have to play at Davis County to end the first part of the year. So
you're halfway through the conference season at that point.
Knoxville's the only team we haven't played.
Yeah, yep. I mean, that's before the Christmas break.
Right. So, you know, 2-1 in conference right now, and we could win those two games next week. That would be huge heading into break, 4-1, and especially, you know, our first conference game back will be Knoxville, which will be really big. So. Yeah, and you know, you get Sheraton at home, so if you take care of business, you can set yourself up for some opportunities for some really fun games, some really important games. So, but we got to go one game at a time. We got to focus on what's right in front of us, and you know, come out and work hard and do what we've done. But we got to be consistent. We've got to do that every game. So.
So as you look into this week, what are those things that maybe as a coach you're going to be trying to put a little emphasis on for your team in this coming week before the break?
Yeah, I don't know if there'll be anything practice-wise. You know, I think we'll find a couple things that we need to work on, and we'll find a couple things team-specific that we'll work on before every game. You know, something Clark-specific on Monday and then Davis County-specific Wednesday and Thursday. My biggest thing, I guess, is that I feel like we've come out and played hard 3 out of 3 games, and we've got to find a way to do that every game. I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. We have to come out and do that every game, you know, and we've got a couple, you know, there's 2 or 3 guys that we play that play really, really, really hard every time they're out there. I mean, Tony Leshen plays extremely hard. Brendan Bassett, who, you know, is one of those guys that you feel like there's times where you don't get him enough time on the court. Brendan plays his heart out. Every time he's on the court, every second he's out there, he plays so hard. So that's nice, because I know I've got a couple guys I can go to that it doesn't matter the situation, they're going to play really hard because that's how they're built. But, you know, we have to have that effort. It doesn't, you know, I feel like we're a good team, but we're not a team that can show up and give mediocre effort and expect to win. We've got to play really hard.
Well, you know, you're not you really are not a long basketball team, you know. But what this team is full of is guys that I think that have that chemistry that that you're talking about. They're willing to go out there, and they have a will not to to get beat. And I think that's going to make you guys an exceptional hard out as the season goes along. And why, you know, if you, you the cards lay out for you here towards the end of the Christmas break, going into Christmas break, you guys can go into it 4-1. Boy, after the break, you really set yourself up for a great run and a chance for to be right there with Sheraton in the conference title, and you'll be a difficult team to get out in the playoffs.
Right, I hope so. I hope so. As long as the guys understand what's working and we keep moving toward that, you know, that's the key. You know, are we going to understand? You know, understand what we're doing right. Understand, you know, keep egos in check. You know, understand that, you know, us doing something as a team is going to be a heck of a lot more enjoyable than us doing anything individually. If that's our mindset, and then, you know, being able to find some things over break and get better at them individually. You know, some things that we're not so good at right now and get better at them. But like I said, it's important to talk about the week ahead, but I just get nervous when I do that. You know, I want to talk about
that's what I get to do.
Talk about talk about today and make sure that we take care of today and then focus on Tuesday.
Darn coaches, they are so focused on the next play, the next minute. And you know, the thing is that I know it's not coach speak. You know, you'll hear people say, well, that's just coach speak. That's what they have to say. Well,
no.
Not when you're in those shoes. It really, you are focused on the very next moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. You get ahead of yourself and start thinking about things you don't need to, and it's not a good thing.
Well, one last thing, Iowa State. How about that? That was a dagger for the Hawks, but man, what a great comeback for the Cyclones.
Yeah, and just to show my dedication to my team, I went and I picked up all of our team gear from Pella Thursday night, so I listened to the entire thing on the radio, but I made a
that is dedication.
That is dedication. I made a fool out of myself on the highway when Monte Morris hit the game winner, so nobody saw it. It was just me in the car, but yeah, I I saw Utah in the first half. He was ridiculous. I don't know if I've ever seen anything like that. The way he played, that was just stupid. Rowan and I were sitting there watching. I go, Rowan, this is ridiculous.
Well, one of the things that Niang said after the game in his press conference, he said, you know, he could see in the eyes of the Iowa players in the second half that when they made a basket, they weren't excited. You could start to see that, you know, they were clamming up a little bit. And so you think about that from a coaching standpoint, you know, you know, Iowa's got this big old lead, and you start to play with a little bit of fear. And in that first half, Iowa played just as loose and excited. And man, you know, it's quickly how quick college athletes can change. You know, I can't imagine what it's like to have to coach a high school athlete to stay that mentally sharp the entire ball game. And you know, those are things that if kids can grab hold of, you don't lose momentum, and you always have a chance to come back.
Absolutely, absolutely. And those are guys, you know, those are 10 guys on the court that were absolute studs wherever they came from. You know, they were the best basketball player on their team wherever they came from. So to think about that, to think about guys at that caliber, you know, thinking about the mental game at that level, yeah, it gives you a little insight into how incredibly important it is.
Well, Coach, go have a great week. A big day for you guys. Twin Cedars coming to town, and let's go get it some wins here and get into the Christmas break. By the way, 13 days left, buddy. That's all you got.
Oh, I got the greatest wife in the world. We got an amazing Christmas set up, so I've already got her gift, and she has mine. It's nothing.
Each other. Beautiful.
Yep. Yeah, each other. I should have said that. That's a great answer.
Coach Kevin Archer, head coach of the Albia Blue Demons, off and running here in the basketball season and putting themselves in great shape here to go into the Christmas break. We're going to take a break right now. Come back. The Haywoods in the house. Mike Haywood's in the house. We're going to talk Lady D basketball when we return to the Coach's Corner.
Are you already dreading your December credit card statement? At Community First Credit Union, our Christmas Club Savings Account is a savings program that makes it easy to save throughout the year, especially with our automatic deposit options. We'll return your yearly savings along with the dividends just in time for the holiday shopping season. Make next year's holiday a lot less stressful and open a CFirst Christmas Club Savings Account today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union, federally insured by the NCUA.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
This Christmas, give a gift of romance, a gift of fine jewelry from Gardner Collier Jewelry. Hi, I'm Diane. Keep that someone special warm this holiday season with one of our golden pendants, sparkling sapphires, dazzling diamonds, and snow white pearls. Choose from rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets, and so much more. A gift in a Gardner Collier box is a gift from the heart. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at deweymotor.com.
Right now, U.S. Cellular is giving you 50% more data than Verizon and AT&T for the same price. That's like paying for this much data, but getting this much data. Plus, get $400 for every line that you switch to U.S. Cellular.
Requires retail installment contract, share connect plan, $25 activation fee, device protection plus, and smartphone trade-in. U.S. Cellular promo cards issued by MetaBank, member FDIC, valid for purchase in-store or online. Other restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep your community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. Brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Public Golf and Leisure, Aflac Julie Castor, Albia Brewing Company, Fiber Art Shop, Michelle White Fine Photography, Mossy Oak Properties, Case Spieler Agent Licensed in Iowa, Principal Financial Stacy Dutar Advisor, Riley's Relaxation Station, Summers Insurance, The Night Gallery, and White Oak Gallery.
Southeast Iowa Napa in Centerville will make someone a little happier this holiday season with a chance to win some cash. Yes, I said cash. None of those silly gift cards or coupons to mess with, just cold hard cash. And who doesn't like cash, especially at Christmas time? Make any single purchase at Southeast Iowa Napa in Centerville and get a chance to win for every $100 spent. This offer is valid only at your Centerville Southeast Iowa Napa store and ends Wednesday, December the 23rd with a drawing for $200 cash. So hurry in for your chance to win.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
Hi, welcome back to the Coach's Corner. Going to move from boys basketball to girls basketball, and we're talking with the head coach of the Albia Ladies, head coach Mike Haywood. Coach, congratulations. Great win last night. Centerville, always difficult, always good athletes, and a conference rivalry, but an important win for your girls basketball team, 63-60 final score.
It really was. We needed that for several reasons. We hadn't been playing. I mean, we've been pretty inconsistent to this point. We just couldn't get over the hump. It's one night it's rebounding, the next night it's turnovers, or, you know, and it seems like it's always been something. We've been telling the girls, you know, you're close, you're not that far, just keep playing, you know, keep getting better every day. And last night, to see them get rewarded for it, and they just played so hard and they earned it. It was a good one.
Coach, you know, our first time to really get a chance to talk about this team and this season, and, you know, you had some pretty big shoes to have to fill from last year, And as every year, you're going to have some big shoes to fill, but maybe some really big shoes, you know. And so talk about this team and some of the players, and maybe a little bit about the chemistry and the makeup of what your team might look like throughout the season.
Well, it's like you said, it's a good point about high school sports. You always lose people, and you have to replace them, and that's part of it. And we lost. Not so much numbers, but production from what we lost last year from those kids and experience. They played a lot of varsity basketball, and we're finding the pieces and the combinations and the chemistry to make that, you know, the adjustment and the transition, so to speak. And I tell people, I hate this phrase, but we are literally a work in progress. And we've got, you know, Hannah Isley, you know, played a lot last year, and she's just a sophomore, and And she's picked up right where she left off. She's so talented. And we've got, God, the girls are the first one to tell you I have to write things down because I forget. I'm going to forget. Riley Rohr is new to the school system, new to the program. She's a junior. She's been our point guard. She's last night she came up really big for us. But, you know, there you're talking a point guard. It's a pretty important position. And she's learning a new system of how to play, new girls she's never played with, you know, new conference she's never played against at any level. And that's a huge adjustment, and it's a struggle sometimes, but she's really, really working hard and fighting through it, and she's pretty important. And then we got Jade Van Polen's back as a sophomore and Jenny McCarty, and they gained some experience last year as freshmen, and they're playing well. And our seniors, I certainly don't want to leave them out. Mackenzie Peterson played some significant minutes last year, and she had a really nice game last night in the post for us. And Josie Ryan, I didn't get her in as much last night as we have, and I feel kind of bad about that. But she's played well. She's a good leader. Rachel Sarver has come off the bench and just been fantastic. She's knocking down shots. She battles. I mean, she's a little undersized, not as quick as some of the people we ask her to guard. She's either not as quick as somebody we ask her to guard, or maybe not as tall as somebody we ask her to guard, but she'll fight them every inch of the floor.
Well, she lived in that house with those twins and Petey Pete. You know, that's a battle all the time. So she's fighting for space all the time.
Yeah.
They're a competitive family.
Yeah, she knows how to do it, that's for sure. And I'm pretty happy with her. Kate Slocum, Kate started, as I think it started for us the other night. She's coming off the bench. And we got Kaylee Cosman also. I want to mention her. She plays really hard in practice, and she pushes the starters. And I know she's not getting the time she would like. And that's good. You know, you don't want kids to be satisfied never getting to play. But those seniors have been really good leaders, and you always worry about that. Every year you worry about that with your seniors, how the chemistry is going to be, because you never know, you know. And it's really coming along. You can see it, and you can sense it, and you can feel it. And Kinsey Curran, she moved here from Sheraton. She's been a nice addition. She's kind of fitting in. Again, never played here, you know. New system, new friends. It's a different deal, and it's coming together. The practices have been good. We play hard. We compete in practice. And I'm not unhappy with where we're at. You'd like to have a couple more wins, but you always would, I guess.
Yeah, as a coach, you don't ever want any on the right side of the column. But this team, you know, as you sit and break that apart and you really start to analyze it, you're right. It is a work in progress. And these early games, it probably doesn't help to have the conference slate right out of the gate. And this is, you know, the storyline from last year as well. But, boy, the early part of the season, really an important time for you guys to start to develop some of the chemistry and for you as a coach to get the feel of, you know, how you put the lineup in certain circumstances.
Yeah, and we've been able to do that for the most part. It's an ongoing, it's a learning process. Them, you know, the new girls with me, and me with the combinations and new coaching staff. I definitely want to mention that. Zach Simpson back in town, back in our school system. He's the assistant. And Kinsey Wynn is an assistant. Brooke Bettis is volunteering for us. And those three have just been fantastic. Couldn't ask for any more. Their knowledge, their way they relate to the kids, they've just been fantastic. But that also, I don't think people quite understand that sometimes from the outside looking in, that it takes your coaching staff sometimes a little while to gel and form some chemistry. And I think we're getting there. You know, that's not easy to do. I know I coached with Achenbach and Tessa Simpson. And the first year or two, we did it. You know, you have to form a bond and a chemistry and a cohesion almost. And I think by the end of that, we were pretty good. And I think our coaching staff will get there eventually too.
Well, it's coaching staff. It takes time to understand, you know, everyone's perspective. And then, for the assistants to know when they feel the comfort to bring something to the table and learn your system and where you want things done. But once you get that cohesive, it's just like your team. It's a work in progress. And once it gets there, then boy, it can be a thing of beauty. That's why I think if you know these last four games before the break, Coach, are really important for you, because I think the break is an important time for this basketball team.
It always is. We stress that. That the weekend, I say week, it can vary, but the time in between Christmas and New Year's can pretty much make or break your season. A lot of teams get better, and the ones that don't, you know, you really fall behind. That's a big, important time. And we've got beginning today, we've got three big games before Christmas that could all go either way. We're sitting at 2-4 right now. Let a couple get away. You know, you could maybe say we stole one last night, got one back, whatever. But we, you know, that we are what we are. We're 2-4 with three winnable games left. Now we could lose them all. But I like our approach. We're getting better. What we're asking them to do is not necessarily easy the way we're asking them to play and adjust on the fly sometimes. But we're getting there, and it's fun. And we'll just like we told the kids last night, we tell them every day, every game. And we told them last night, every time out, just keep playing. Don't play the score. Just keep playing. And at the end of the day or the night or whatever, you look up and see where you're at. And we're getting there. And that's what we just have to do. Just keep playing today. Come back to practice Monday and see at Christmas break. We'll look up and see where we're at and go from there.
Coach, this conference, really tough conference every year. You know, you played in it. It's pretty much the same old conference as it's been for a long time. But this is really a tough year in the conference, and the road wins are really going to be hard. And you take a team like EBF, and I think they might be the favorite. But up and down the board, you got teams on any given night are going to be really difficult outs.
You know, in talking to all the coaches this year before the games, I think we're all in agreement that. And this is my eighth year in the girls' side of the conference, between six as the assistant and my second year as the head coach. This is by far the most competitive top to bottom. The gap between the top and the bottom is the smallest it's ever been. Literally, anybody could beat you any night. And in the past, you say that, but it's not actually true. In the past, there's always been that one or two teams. You know, a couple of years it was us. It's been Eddyville. Last year it was Knoxville. You know, that unless they played really poorly, they were going to win. And that's not the case this year. You can go out and play well, and somebody could beat you in this conference this year. And that makes it fun. It makes it a lot of fun, but it can be stressful. And you don't even want to begin to start looking at comparative scores. I know that's dangerous anyhow, but, I mean, you know, Clark, who has struggled the past couple of years, they're much improved. Sheraton beats them by, 15 to 20. And then Knoxville beats him by one. And Knoxville turns around and beats Sheraton by 15. And Clark goes to Eddyville last night and plays him a 10-point game. You just never know.
Yeah.
This year, and this year especially, it's really good. It's fun. It's enjoyable. It's good for the kids. It's a lot of fun to prepare. It makes it exciting.
Well, it could be this could be one of those challenging years as a coach when you're trying to put all the pieces, get all of it figured out. But it might just be one of those most rewarding type of seasons as a coach because you can you really are in a work in progress, and you never know what you're going to end up with at the end of the season. It could be something pretty special.
It is, and it usually is, regardless of what your one loss record is. I think when you deal with high school kids, it ends up being pretty special in the end. And this is almost a cliche, but it's really true. It's about getting there. It's not what happens at the end. It's the journey along the way. And so far, it's been fun. And we're getting better. We just, some nights it'll show it on the scoreboard and some nights it doesn't. But we're a lot better now than when we started, and that's all we're trying to do. And hopefully next Friday we'll be a lot better than we were last night. So we'll see what happens.
Well, the test is coming this afternoon. I think you guys got Twin Cedars in town. Is it 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock start. Girl-boy varsity doubleheader, just the two games. I really don't know a lot about them. I know Davis County defeated them the other night, but we don't play Davis County until Friday, so I don't know a whole lot about them either yet. So we'll just go out and try to do what we do and see what happens.
Well, some great opportunities to come out and watch the girls go out and compete. Twin Cedars today at 2 o'clock. Clark comes to town on Friday night or on Tuesday, and then to finish up the first part of the season, then before the Christmas break, a trip down to Davis County. Coach, you'll be halfway through your conference season at the Christmas break.
We will, and it goes fast once it starts. To coaches, it seems like it takes forever to get here, but once it starts, it goes fast.
Just like this hour on the Coach's Corner, we're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Dave Wenger's in the house. We're going to have a wrestling match right here, live in 3D.
We'll be right back with the Coach's Corner. Keep your dial at 96.7 FM.
If you need a little extra cash during this busy time of year, stop by Community First Credit Union for a holiday loan as low as 8.40% APR. Whether it's for traveling, gift giving, bills, or just a little extra spending money, we have a loan for all of your holiday needs. Applying is easy. Visit your local branch or apply online today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Limited time offer. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi,
this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albion and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
No one likes to think about death, let alone plan for it. But making this important decision today allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind, free from the stresses and confusion immediately following death. Pre-funding a funeral is a thoughtful and loving act to remove the financial burdens from loved ones under difficult circumstances, and it ensures that your wishes will be carried out. It may seem intimidating to begin planning your own funeral. However, the staff at Tharp Funeral Home would be happy to meet with you under no obligation. Contact Tharp Funeral Home in Albia at 932-3129.
Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center, located on the southern edge of Albia, provides the community with a professional approach to 24-hour nursing services with individualized care plans and activity calendar. We offer an activities calendar complete with religious services, arts and crafts, and monthly trips to surrounding counties. It is our goal at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center to match your loved one's interests and needs to provide a complete continuum of quality care. Call us today at 641-932-7105.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
We're live with the Coach's Corner from Community First Credit Union.
I hope you got them laced up here on the Coach's Corner because we're running. We're going to have a takedown right here. Coach Dave Wenger's in the house, and he's sporting his red gear.
Right, that's right. It'll never come off, buddy. You should know that by now.
I know. I love it. I love a guy that's passionate about life. Heck fire, that's you about everything And this passion year about the Cornhuskers, I think they come in second place. Red comes in second place to blue. Yeah, I know that. Big night for blue last night. You guys went out there and had to go and compete in the Invitational. Is it Dan Christensen Invitational? Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. In the past, it's been the Central Decatur Tournament, yeah. and Coach Dan Christensen, which he's been down there for many years, wrestled for his brother, Gary, who's in the Iowa Hall of Fame, Wrestling Hall of Fame. So it's a great wrestling family, and they decided to name the tournament after him. And I said, it officially makes him old if there's a tournament named after him. And he's got a good sense of humor. And he said most of them were named after dead people. So we had a little chuckle about that.
Well, before we get to last night, give us a little preview of your season, your workouts. You're really just starting to get into the flow of the season. You did that a little strategically. I thought it was really well designed to kind of be light in the front half of the season.
Yeah, it presents a problem. Anytime that football season runs long, but I'm on record as saying that it's a good thing for our kids to play in big environments like that. So, we're happy to wait, but, it does present problems for us to start the season. A lot of people probably don't know that we have to go through some pretty strong standards, with our weights with the state. And most of my guys like to cut weight. So, coming off the football field straight to the wrestling mat, there's a process there. So we're pretty laid back with it. Our philosophy early in the year, and we just try to get things where they need to be with our team, and we try to be as patient as we can. So it'll be a work in progress. We're not going to be where we need to be until after Christmas for sure, and it might even be a little bit longer than that.
We're talking with the head coach of the Albia wrestling team, head coach Dave Wenger. Coach, last night, Dan Christensen, it was a huge event. It brought some of the best wrestling around. You look at the teams that were there last night, and you know you want that. You really do want that. And what happens here in December is important for progression, but it's not the end is what we're looking for, and that's February. But a great opportunity for you guys to go out and sharpen a little iron.
Oh, you bet. You know, early in the season, we get sick of beating on each other, too. You hear coaches in every sport say that, but especially with wrestling, we want to find new guys to beat on, so to speak, and we were able to do that this week. It felt really good to get back on the mat. You know, that's why we're here, and we got the guys trimmed down, and I think we're in really good shape. You know, it's always a concern coming at, you know, because if you're not in shape in wrestling, then obviously you're not going to do the things that you need to do. So I feel like our conditioning is pretty good, and the tournament last night, it is one of the toughest tournaments of the year coming out, and it shows us what we need to work on for sure, and there's some things that we can take away from it, you know, for successes, and we're pretty excited about where we're headed.
Well, I looked through some of the results. A pretty impressive Creston last night. Tremendous wrestling program, tremendous wrestlers in this particular season, and you know, they kind of got first place. You guys were followed up with second place, but you had some really in that. You had some tremendous. Individual outcomes, and you got to start Storm Little, get him a chance to get to the finals. That was a big accomplishment for him, and we'll start right there.
Yeah, and he made it to the finals last week too, so we're excited about where Storm's at, and you know, he's finally putting some weight on. It was kind of funny the other day because we took him to Sheraton, Clark, to wrestle Sheraton Clark, and he was overweight. So, you know, out of one guy that you'd think that would make weight, it would be Storm, and he was in running in the morning, so it was kind of funny. So he's come a long ways, and I'm really proud of the kid because his attitude has changed a lot, too, and his effort goes along with that. So two finals, 2 weeks. We need to get him a championship. He fell a little bit short last night to a kid that just a really tough kid from Central Decatur. So we've got something to build on with Storm.
Let's keep whirling through. And you moved to 113, and this is going to be a new name that won't be forgotten soon, and that's Aiden Reeves, 113, the coach. And I think you said it best off the air when Aiden started to wrestle, particularly in the finals, there wasn't an eye that wasn't on his mat.
Yeah, it was kind of cool to watch, actually, because I pay attention to that a little bit, and you can hear what's going on in the crowd and some of the things that are going on and the anticipation that's building up. And Aiden was wrestling in the little gym early, and they have two gyms there, and it was kind of funny because the beginning of the round, people would migrate into that little gym, and that little gym was packed when Aiden was wrestling, and then obviously in the finals, it was all eyes were on him, and rightfully so. The kid's fun to watch, and he beat a ranked opponent in the finals, you know, and Aiden was wrestling up a weight last night, so Tech followed that kid, so we feel pretty good about where he's at, and obviously we can keep building with him, but when we get him down to fighting weight at Lookout, it'll be fun.
I think that there's no weight that is not a fighting weight for him.
Yeah,
and when people hear the word fighting, you know, he is a tough competitor on the mat. Any sport he's going to do, I think if he goes out and plays a rock paper scissors with you, it's rock paper scissors. You know what I mean? But he's such a great kid. You know, just an outstanding person, he's a much better person than he'll ever be a wrestler. Not saying a whole bunch.
Oh, no question about it. We're very fortunate to have him, and I like watching his eyes when he wrestles because he is focused. He's laser beam focused at all times, anytime he hits a move, he's always in great position. So, and if he's out of position just a little bit, it doesn't take him long to get back in position. So, it's fun to watch.
Well, let's keep moving up the weight classes, Coach, and give us a little breakdown of some of their accomplishments last night.
Yeah, we were open at 20 and 26. We've got some things until the Morris boys get down, and we get some more experience at 20. We chose to keep those weights open last night just because, you know, it's such a tough tournament that, you know, you have to really kind of cut your losses a little bit sometimes and take kids where they belong. You know, during this time of the season, later in the year, it'll be okay. But once we get our lineup figured out with 20 and 26, we just chose to leave it open. But we had the Morris boys at 32 and 38, and they're tough kids too, you know. They're all battered and bruised, and they lead with their faces, I think. So they're not very good looking this morning, so I'm sure got a couple black eyes and a couple cuts on their faces, but it's okay. And they're boxers too, so I'm sure they're used to that. So David came out and got, I believe, seventh place in a pretty tough tournament. It was a 16-man bracket, so seventh place isn't too bad for a freshman at 32. And Dom was wrestling up a weight as well at 38, and he came away with a third place finish, and he had some really good, tough wins last night, and I was pretty proud of him. So, you know, again, once we get those guys down to weight, we're going to feel pretty good about where they're at. We held Bryce out again last night just for, you know, to get him recovered and feeling good, and he's not 100% yet. So the best thing to do at this time of the year is just to hold him out. And we have a really good backup with Bryce, and Michael Terrell made the commitment to move down to 45, and he came out on fire. He had a really good, tough match against a kid in the first round, and really did a good job, won 9-3 there, and had a little bit of bad luck on the backside, but you know, the experience that Michael had last night was really good, and he's such an athletic kid that, you know, if we can build a little confidence in him, we're going to feel pretty good about where he's at as well. So we had Blake at 52 last night. I was really impressed with Blake. I didn't get to see him wrestle as much as I wanted to, but had a really tough semifinals match, came down to the wire, and then I believe he wrestled the ninth ranked kid from Creston, and he got a major there in the finals. So
impressive.
Yeah, he took a little bit about what he learned in the semis and took it out on the Creston kid. So
do you think that's where you're going to keep Blake this year? You got some time to work with that a little bit. 152, is that maybe his sweet spot?
Yeah, it's up in the air right now. You know, Blake and Bryce are pretty interchangeable. So We're gonna take a step back and kind of analyze what's best for each kid, and they're both eligible for 45 with our body fat assessments. So we're gonna kind of play it by ear, and you know, I wouldn't mind getting Blake down to 45 and establishing that weight, see how he handles that weight, and go from there. But you know, that's something that we decide together. I don't make those decisions by myself. The coaching staff's involved in that, and then the family will be involved in that as well as Blake. So that's a good question.
Well, the good news is you got time to figure all that out.
That's right, we do, and we did the same thing last year with Blake, and it ended up turning out pretty good for us. So we feel pretty good about the decision-making process that we have with our staff and our parents and our kids. So
well, you put him at heavyweight, and I think you still got a chance.
He'll beat on you, yeah, at heavyweight, I can tell you that. So we had Trevor Cromery at 160 last night. You know, he another really athletic kid that I'm excited to see on the mat. He made the cut down to 60 as well, and he started the year off 7-2. So had a little tough round in the first round. Got beat in a really close match from a good kid, by a good kid from Pleasantville, and then he had to battle all the way back on the backside, and did a pretty good job last night. Again, the experience is the big thing for Trevor, because we're going to expect him to score points for us as the year goes on. So Luke Sinclair, we had him at 170 last night. He's really come a long ways. That kid did a great job last night. He came away with a sixth place finish. Ben Mason made the finals last night. He's 5-2 to start the year. Wrestled the Creston kid really tough, 3-1. Was very impressed. I wish he would have taken a couple more chances there in the final seconds. But, you know, it's a good place to build. Jacob West, we had at 95. He placed fourth. Jared Makinich and him are going to have a battle for that position for the rest of the year. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So he'll have to be on his toes to keep that position for sure. And we had Trevor at 220. Trevor Blackford was at 220 last night. I took a picture of the scale for the first time in my coaching career, and we celebrated that. It's a huge accomplishment. Anytime you can get 80 pounds off your body, and he's athletic. He's looking fit and trim and good and fast, and it's awesome. It's a great, that's one of the reasons why I love to coach is from, you know, gaining experiences like that. So And then on the other hand, Carter weighed in. For all of you, he's going to kill me for this, for all of you that wonder what he weighs, everybody asks me what Carter Isley weighs. He weighs 249.8 pounds. So, and he had a great night.
He's given up about 30 to 40 pounds.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it, though.
No. No, isn't it amazing?
It doesn't look like it. So, and he dominated, obviously, last night and won a championship and just ended our night on, it was a bittersweet night. He helped me. Helped me a little bit.
Well, Coach, you look at, and everyone's got to make adjustments and make moves. This is early part of the year, but you're without Bryce. You got guys that are wrestling up. You have a lot of parts that are still being put into place. You're short on practice times coming out of a great football season. So, you have them right where you want them.
Well, we do. I mean, it's nothing new to us as a thing. You know, we've been through this before. The guys have been to the Dome for the last several years. We've had to make adjustments, and it's okay. It's all going to be okay. We're going to get guys down to where they need to be, and we're going to close the gap, and February will be here before you know it. Home meet Thursday night. Thursday night. So we'd like to see everybody out. I know we're going to recognize our youth program that night, and you'll kind of see what Albia Wrestling's all about from – really, 5-year-old kids all the way up to 18-year-old kids, so it'll be pretty cool.
Coach Dave Wenger, congratulations. Great start to the season. We'll be Thursday night. You got to get to the Albia Gymnasium and see the future and the presence of Albia Wrestling. And let's get to the phone lines. Joe Millage is going to check up with us real quick on the timeline. And I got Big D in the house here as well. Hey, Millage, what are you up to, buddy? You made it back. You and Stocker made it back from your Kinnickapolis trip.
Well, first of all, how much time did you leave me this morning?
You own the station, dude. Just a reminder of that one.
You are absolutely horrible at clock management. I can't imagine you even coach any sport at all. But
we just don't wait till the last minute to get things done. That's the deal, dude. No suspense in the final minute when I'm coaching.
Hey, thanks for having me on your show. We do have some little that want to hear chestnuts roasting on an open fire coming up, but we'll get to that in a little bit. Hey, we had to lie a little bit on why we're coming on the air here this morning. We're not going to talk about Indianapolis or the Big Ten Championship. We it's in the past. It's all roses, baby. We're looking forward, but we had to lie to your producer, your call screener, and your board operator to even allow us on the air here this morning. Today is Scott Fry's last day at Thunder Country. He has been one of our key.
We don't want him going anywhere. Yeah. I see you run the board.
Yeah, I know. I'm horrible. He has been with us for over 5 years, and he's Mr. I've tell people he's Mr. Reliable. I mean, five plus years, he's been coming in and making you look good and others look good, and he's Mr. Reliable. But we know Scott's got some new things on his horizon, and we thank him for everything that he's done. He's seen a lot of sports action. He's seen a lot of sports activity. Of course, we recall
he's heard a lot of sports action. He's here behind the board. He never gets to see it, so he relies on us to give him his eyes.
Well, and that's right. That's what you do. And he has he actually has commented how he's actually seen the action because of our great sportscasters. But there's a couple of things that come into mind and a couple of memories that I have about Scotty, as this is again his last day with us, and a couple of things that we'll never forget, like the time that Scott tweeted out during the football season that Pat had scored. But no, Scott, that was the PAT. And the time that he called Tom Williamson, our news guy, to tell him that firemen were called to the wrestling meet. But no, Scott, that was a fireman's carry, and that's actually the name of the maneuver. And we've all learned a lot. And then there was the time that he called Jimmy an idiot. And well, no, wait, that one was real.
That was
that
real.
One actually.
Yeah, that was a good call. Real.
So, Scott, because of these things, I'm sorry, but we are going to have to let you go.
Well, We rarely let him get on the mic because we're afraid that he, as good as he is with the board, that Stocker and I, who are up here in the booth, we were always afraid to give Scotty the mic because, as good as he is with the board, Dan, we were afraid that he would take our jobs as well, too.
Well, you know he's very capable. And Scotty, I came up here. I just wanted to congratulate you for the years to put us together and all the craziness. People don't realize what all goes on when we're in the broadcast booth and we're on the field and stadiums, and Scott's trying to make sense of it, and he can't even see what we're doing, and it's nutty. And he somehow puts it all together and makes us seem reasonably good.
I think I would echo your comments, Dan, and even mention that during the state wrestling tournament, Scott takes a few days off his real job and produces multiple hours of live broadcasts from Wells Fargo Arena, and somehow makes it work and corrals several broadcasters from four in the booth to a couple on the floor. Yeah. And the folks at home don't always get to hear the stuff in the ear that Scott is having to direct back at the booth and as we say down in the truck.
Well, we'd lose our license though if they heard what he was saying.
So, Scotty, congratulations. Thank you. I don't think we've seen the last of you around the station. In fact, I don't know what you're doing next Saturday morning, but I do need a board op for the
Coach's
Corner.
So. I beg you. Do not let it be millage. We love you, Scotty.
So,
you're the best.
Yeah, we love you, Scotty. Thank you so much for all of your work. And you're not going. You're sticking around, Albie. You're not going anywhere. So we'll see you around.
You bet. It's been fun.
Scotty Fry, the man behind, he is the Wizard of Oz back here, Stocker.
More air traffic control.
Yeah. Yeah, like I say, folks, you just can't appreciate all he's done. And we sometimes are literally just scrambling at seconds before we go live. And Scotty makes it sound good. And bumper music and everything comes in.
Speaking of which, guys, we're long.
What? What?
Us?
That never
us?
Happens. I thought it was whenever Jason got done.
That's it, Scott.
All right.
The producer's ultimately in charge. He's fired.
Thanks, all right. Thanks to all of you who've made us a part of your Saturday morning, and thanks to the very best. We mean that with all of our heart, Dan Stocker.
You bet.
The very best.
You used to say that about me, but that's
we
fine.
Used to. Until I seen Scotty come do the work behind the board, and please change your mind. We do not want millage back up here.
That's what she said.
Very, very good. We're leaving it at that one. Thanks to Scotty Fry, the best producer in the business. And thanks to all of you for making us part of your Saturday morning. Thanks to Community First Credit Union for sponsoring the show each and every Saturday morning. You've been listening to The Coach's Corner.